We are here at the Animal Utilization
Stakeholders Meeting.
Okay, for the U.S. Soybean Export Council, with me is Jim Sutter. And Jim, what's your title with the Export Council?
I'm the CEO of the United States Soybean Export Council.
All right. Well, Jim, I would like you to give me an overview of what this meeting is all about.
This meeting is a gathering of farmer leaders who help to make decisions on how we invest checkoff funds and FAS funds in our market promotion, market development programs. So it's an opportunity for them to be here to listen to the many industry people, industry experts we really have, as well as our people from all around the regions of the world, together here to kind of brainstorm on what our projects ought to look like for the future.
And this is the first of its kind?
This is the first time we're doing an animal utilization meeting. We've used aquaculture sort of as an example. We've done that the past, I believe, 3 years. And so this is the first time we're doing an animal utilization.
And, of course, animal feed is your biggest market for soybeans, right?
Yes, it is by far the biggest. It actually consumes about 90% of the total soy is consumed in animal utilization. So it really is the biggest market, and it's just great. You know, we're just getting started, really. But when you sit there and you hear them talk about per capita consumption being so low in some countries of the world where there is a lot of economic activity, you know, you just think the future is really bright.
Now, you kind of outlined how this all came about. Can you tell me that?
Yes, we have a process that we're going to go through where this is actually the first meeting in a series of four or five that we will go through as we plan out the projects that we'll do in the fiscal year 2013. So that seems like it's a long way away, but it's 13 months from now. So that's when we'll be starting those projects. So this is the first meeting that we'll have where we gather industry inputs and regional inputs. And then we'll be working on USEC strategy and the strategy with the IM committee from USB and the TPIA committee from ASA, and then our various regional people. And finally, we come together and get final approval for all the projects we come up with. And that's about a six-month process, and this is step one in the process.
And step one, when you decided this, you kind of went to your farmer board and said, what do you think about this? And they thought it was a pretty good idea, didn't they?
They did. They thought this really made sense. They've seen the success that it's had in aquaculture in previous years. They've felt that it really has educated them. I know Dwayne Ford, who's the leader of our subcommittee for the USBIM committee, just made the comment this morning. He said he went to the first aquaculture stakeholders meeting thinking he knew a lot about aquaculture, and he realized he didn't. I think people will sit in this meeting, and I know if I sit there all day, I think I know quite a bit about this subject, but I'm sure there are a lot of things that I'm not aware of and that I'll learn. So hopefully it'll be the same for everyone.
And you outlined three specific goals. What are they?
We have three specific goals that USEC has on behalf of the committees that we represent are to grow the overall market for soy, for the U.S. export markets for soy, to enhance the reputation in particular of the U.S. as a supplier to the world, to call out the advantages that the U.S. has, which hopefully will help us to maximize the value that U.S. producers receive, and then finally to make USEC more successful in its efforts, to make us a more professional marketing organization.
And you're bouncing back and forth between two meetings. Besides the animal utilization, we also have a human utilization meeting, correct?
That's exactly right. So just the things I just said about animal kind of being the first time, we're also doing the first of its kind human utilization. So human is a much smaller subset of the total consumption, but nevertheless a very important one, and one where we do find it's higher value. Most of the products that go into human utilization would be higher value products. And certainly it's an area where we expect a lot of growth.
Here at the Animal Utilization Stakeholder Meeting for the U.S. Soybean Export Council, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.